This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastula with the news, the headlines first. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology predicts 2 million people likely to be affected by monsoon-induced disasters this year. Shaheed Dharmabhakta National Transplant Center successfully transplants brain-dead person's kidney and liver into another person. Operating team says success increases awareness among people about organ donation. And 19 people die as Israel bombs Gaza school. EU and Arab nations urge end to war. Now the news in detail. As many as 2 million people of 450,000 households are likely to be affected by this year's monsoon. The forecast has been made in the proposed Monsoon Preparedness and Response National Action Plan 2082-BS, which was prepared by analyzing all the related factors based on the data of the Department of the Hydrology and Meteorology. Spokesperson of the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, Ram Bahadur Kesi, said the action plan was charted out with estimation that 10% of the affected people might require rescue and relief. Sharing that the National Action Plan would be presented in the meeting of the Executive Committee of the Authority to be held on 20th of May under the chairmanship of Home Minister, spokesperson Casey said it would come into effect after the endorsement from the meeting. Earlier, the weather forecasts were made public in Nepal. According to the forecast unveiled by the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, there would be extreme rainfall with lower minimum and higher maximum temperature. Being based on the forecast, the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has prepared the Disaster Response National Action Plan considering recommendations of the stakeholders and organizations. A kidney and liver obtained from a brain-dead person have been transplanted into another person at the Shaheed Dharmabhakta National Transplant Center in Bhaktapur. Organizing a press conference yesterday, the center informed that a liver and kidney transplant was performed on a 54-year-old man with both kidney and liver failure. Executive Director of the Shaheed Dharmabhakta National Transplant Center, Dr. Pukkar Chandra Shrestha, said that the liver and kidney received from the brain-dead person transplanted to another person is a great success for Nepal. He informed that although the help of the experts from India was previously used to perform liver transplants, this time only a Nepali team transplanted the liver and kidney at the same time. Stating that this is the first time that both organs have been transplanted into the same person at the same time, Dr. Shrestha mentioned that this success has increased awareness among people about organ donation. Similarly, a kidney transplant has also been performed on another 44-year-old woman. Dr. Shrestha informed that the patients who underwent organ transplants are recovering and are preparing to be discharged in a few days. With this, the number of people who have undergone kidney transplants from brain death has reached 12 in Nepal. Prime Minister and Chairperson of the CPN-UML, K.P. Sharma Oli, has called on local representatives to strengthen their connection with the party and the people. Speaking at the inauguration of a training program for elected ward chairpersons of Bagmati province, Prime Minister Oli urged unified efforts toward the party's long-term vision Mission 2084 to secure a clear majority in the upcoming elections. He also emphasized the role of local leaders in promoting development, good governance and efficient public service delivery. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Devendra Dahal has announced that the flyover construction at Quarko of Lalitpur will be completed by mid-June. During his inspection of the project site yesterday, Minister Dahal said that no further delays will be allowed in the completion of the construction work. He added that barring any unforeseen circumstances, the flyover should be ready for vehicle operations by mid-June. According to the Department of Road, as the major construction work on the project has now been completed. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Podel has urged the ministry to intensify preparedness against the spread of disease, including dengue, in the wake of the monsoon. During a meeting of the chiefs of various departments and divisions under the ministry to discuss a possible epidemic of disease in the rainy season, Minister Podel reminded the officials to enhance their preparedness to keep the populace away from diseases. Spokesperson at the Health Ministry, Dr. Prakash Budathoki, informed that the ministry would hold a meeting for coordination among the three tiers of government on the prevention of dengue and other diseases. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rai chau. Khaile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज President Ramchandra Podel has appointed Nepal's residential ambassador to the Kingdom of Belgium, Sewa Lamsal, as the non-residential ambassador to Luxembourg and Dr. Shahil Rupakheti, Nepal's residential ambassador to the Federal Republic of Germany, as the non-residential ambassador to Holy See. President Podel has yesterday appointed them as non-resident ambassadors for those countries on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers as per the Constitution of Nepal. Likewise, the Office of the President has stated that the President has appointed Ambassador Rupakheti as the non-residential ambassador for the Republic of Poland, Hungary, Romania and the Slovak Republic as well. Four regular flights will operate weekly from Faplu Airport in Salleri of Solukhumbu to Kathmandu. Nepal Airlines has started operating weekly four flights on every Monday, Wednesday, Friday and Saturday in the route. The Faplu Kathmandu air services that had been halted for a protracted time due to technical glitches with the aircraft are now back in operations. According to the station chief of the Nepal Airlines in Faplu, Tenjing Sherpa, flight services on this route had remained completely disrupted since mid-December 2024 through mid-April 2025. Karma Sherpa, senior vice president of the Trekking Agencies Association of Nepal TAN, mentioned that the tourism business operators are elated about the resumption of flights in the tourist district. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. 19 people, including two Red Cross workers, have lost their lives as Israeli forces bomb a school-turned-shelter in Khan Yunis of southern Gaza. According to the Al Jazeera, Spain has urged the world to consider sanctions on Israel as it hosts foreign ministers from 20 European and Arab nations in the Spanish capital Madrid to push for a two-state solution. According to Gaza's health ministry, Israel's war on Gaza has killed at least 53,939 Palestinians and wounded 122,797. The government media office updated its death toll to more than 61,700, saying thousands of people missing under the rubble are presumed dead. An estimated 1,139 people were killed in Israel during the Hamas-led attacks of October 7, 2023, and more than 200 were taken captive. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi, Madhes and Bagmati province and the hilly regions of rest of the provinces with mainly fair to partly cloudy in the rest of the parts of country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi, Madhes and Bagmati province and at one or two places of rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology predicts 2 million people likely to be affected by monsoon-induced disasters this year. Shaheed Dharmabhakta National Transplant Center successfully transplants brain-dead person's kidney and liver into another person. Operating team says success increases awareness among people about organ donation. And 19 people die as Israel bombs Gaza school. EU and Arab nations urge end to war. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.